In this year's Global Risks Report, the World Economic Forum says two broad issues are aggravating risks all over the world. Zurich Financial Services Group Chief Economist Daniel Hoffman says one of those issues is economic disparity.
Particularly within countries, economic growth has created many losers and fewer winners.
He says the sharp divide between rich and poor may lead to social upheaval. The report warns of resurgent nationalism, populism, and social fragmentation. The second broad issue, he says, is that global governance is failing. He says, for example, at the start of the financial crisis, countries started working together to solve problems, but that resolve appears to have faded.
Now, 2 years later, we see that this energy has sort of fizzled and petered out, and there doesn't seem to be a globally coordinated will anymore to really address the causes of the financial crisis that impacted us so strongly 2 years ago.
The report focuses on a few clusters of risks: macrocosmic imbalances, including sovereign debt and currency instability, the illegal economy, organized crime, corruption and illegal trade, and pressure on resources, especially water, food and energy. The consulting firm Oliver Wyman Group contributed to the report. Its president, John Drzik, says climate change is creating major volatility and the world has to work together to overcome its effects. He gave an example.
Last summer, when Russia put an export ban on wheat in order to protect its own food supply, that type of action replicated on a global scale across many countries could lead to instability and sort of more geopolitical tensions.
Drzik says there is a way forward, but global coordination will be key.
I think you can definitely read into the report that there are a series of things that are unfolding and that these risks could escalate if left unaddressed.
The 50-page analysis of global dangers is published by the World Economic Forum, an independent international organization based in Geneva. The report was released 2 weeks before its annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.